This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. As the Iowa legislature gears up for another session, agriculture once again has a full slate of issues on the table. From tax policy to regulatory certainty, agribusiness leaders are watching closely to see how decisions at the Capitol could shape investment and growth across rural Iowa. We'll have more right after this.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. We provide customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
I had the chance to talk with Julie Kenny, CEO of the Agribusiness Association of Iowa, about the group's legislative priorities, starting with the Iowa Farm Act. As lawmakers make their way back to Des Moines, the group is closely watching how the Iowa Farm Act moves through the legislature.
First of all, you know, we are grateful to Secretary Nag for the leadership position that he has taken with this Iowa Farm Act. He pulled together not only agribusiness, but the farm groups together and said, you know, what are the priorities of agriculture here in the state of Iowa? And so there are a number of provisions in there that we think are great that can boost not only ag business, but our rural communities, which is so important. So, you know, there are some tax provisions that'll make it easier for our members to invest in infrastructure in some of those rural communities. So there's a whole host of things involved, but I think it's a good, and our members think it's a great thing for growing agriculture here in the state of Iowa.
Kenny says one of the most important aspects of the Iowa Farm Act is how it supports investment in rural infrastructure, something agribusinesses say is essential for long-term stability.
Maybe one specific thing in there is a lot of our members are seeing discrepancies amongst counties for how they're assessing property taxes for movable storage tanks, for example. So they should not be assessed, yet some counties are. And so one of the provisions in this bill would create consistency across counties. So it helps our members invest in those businesses, but it also gives them predictability on in terms of property taxes and those kinds of things. So that would be one specific thing, you know, that we're looking at and really excited about, which can help, we think, going forward.
That kind of consistency, she says, gives agribusinesses the confidence to invest, knowing the rules will be applied evenly across the state. Another issue the Agribusiness Association of Iowa is watching this session involves pesticide labeling and regulatory clarity.
It is a bill that we have worked on for a couple of years now. And really all this pesticide labeling bill attempts to achieve is to make sure that it reinforces that EPA has regulatory oversight over the labels for pesticides specifically. So we've seen a wave of litigation relative to what is and is not on a pesticide label. And we just need reinforcement that what's on the label is what EPA allows to be on the label. And so it's a really simple bill in terms of what it does, but it is really important to make sure that our members and farmers have access to these tools going forward, especially when you think of a tool like glyphosate in particular. And so we're really hoping to get that across the finish line this session. We had strong support in the Senate last year, strong support in the House as well, but we didn't get it passed in that chamber. So that's the goal, certainly this session.
With tax policy, regulatory certainty, and investment all in play, Kenny says this legislative session could have long-lasting implications for Iowa agriculture. Coming up in a future episode of Profit Matters, we will look at how these policy discussions and the Agribusiness Association carry into their upcoming showcase event. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.